Anime Week in Atlanta. It's the Southeast's largest anime convention, typically known as AWA. Here, thousands upon thousands of weeaboo nerds, geeks, otaku, and etc. meet and converge for anime, manga, video games, steampunk, whatever else the hell.
Butt sex.
That's right. And we here at the Awesome Cast are going to bring you, live from the convention floor, after it's been edited, the real, really real AWA experience. For the convention's goers themselves, their hopes, their dreams, their aspirations, what kind of lines they're waiting in, you will find out in this riveting expose.
Will this one be 20 minutes too?
Perhaps, or maybe 21 minutes.
Okay, that's cool with me. That's fine.
Let's jam. Convention elevator, the major thoroughfare for most anime conventions, and fortunate tends to be full all the time. So when you're on the ride, expect to be on the rides. How's everyone doing today?
Good.
Been having a good convention so far?
Yes.
So what's been your favorite part? Y'all go at once. Excellent.
Tentacles.
Pancakes.
Well, I hope you all continue to have a great convention. All right, so Friday night, was it 9 o'clock? So what you waiting for?
Hentai, the history of hentai panel.
So looking forward to it?
Definitely.
What do you think you're going to learn?
I don't know, stuff that they could have taught me in school but didn't.
Do you know who's running it?
No clue.
He's Gerald Rathgold of the Anime World Order. It's a podcast where they are way smarter than everybody else, including my own podcast, but that's okay.
Okay.
So in other words, you're probably actually in for a treat.
That's awesome.
You'll probably will be very educated, and you might actually get to see tits.
Yes, tits! I'm totally psyched.
So what notable hentais are you hoping will be here present at this panel?
Bible Black is a very classic one, so assuming we're going to see some of that.
Which ones are you looking forward to?
Probably the same thing.
And yourself?
I have no idea.
You know, how
I don't even know what to expect in here.
How rude. What's y'all's names?
I'm Cammie.
Justin.
I'm Luke.
I'm Basil. Nice to meet you all.
Nice to meet you.
So, well, I hope you enjoy the panel, and it's everything you hoped for and more.
Thank you very much.
It's true. Okay, so names?
Marshall.
Jasmine.
Eric.
Meta.
So, what are you here for?
Boobies.
What's the panel name?
The History of Hentai.
So, what historical animes, hentais, if you will, animated porn are you looking forward to seeing in this expose of the history of hentai?
La Blue Girl.
I'm just looking for boobies.
Historic hentai. I'd have to think on that for a while.
Bible Black thinking.
Okay.
Bible Black is very historical, but it's not quite that old yet. There's much...
The historical thing about Bible Black is the shotgun in the rectum.
Yeah.
It has Futanari. Anything Futanari is awesome.
Okay, for the kids at home who don't know what the hell that is, what is that?
A chick with a dick.
And a vagina.
And a vagina. Yeah. Both parts.
Oh, man. Double your pleasure, double your fun.
Yeah, hermaphrodite, basically, yeah.
Okay, we'll see.
Fully functional hermaphrodite.
See, people are learning things. Wait, so they can get pregnant? Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
And actually, they did in, Spunky Night.
Yes.
One of them. Yeah.
See, folks, you learn something every time, even on a podcast. Thank y'all very much.
Thank you.
Like that, I'm sure you do. So what's your name?
Raymond Bussey.
So you know this is the history of hentai, right?
Yes.
You'll probably get to see some hentai, but probably not a lot. Probably more educational. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
So are there any particular hentais you're hoping they'll be shown?
Not, I'm just waiting to be surprised.
All right. Well, enjoy. So, would you like to talk on a podcast?
What is your podcast?
It is the Awesome Cast, the podcast for everything awesome.
That works. I used to do podcasts.
Nice. So here's our card.
Yeah.
And your name is?
Avery Dame.
And this is the history of hentai.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what are you looking forward to?
I'm going to be interested to see what they pull from the 80s, because I know Cream Lemon was one of the first ones, but I'm interested to see what they have from before then.
Well, this is ran by Gerald Rathgold. He is from the Anime World Order, which is one of the big-name anime podcasts, if there is big-name anime podcasts.
Yeah.
And so he probably knows his stuff, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I think I was in there for his, when he did. Did he do the Western adaptions panel? One of the AWO guys did it, I know.
Probably. It was either him or Daryl Surratt.
Yeah.
Do you look like you have a rape face?
Maybe.
When he smiled, was it scary?
I really wasn't paying attention, to be honest.
Do you look Indian?
No.
Then it's Gerald. Maybe the rape face is only in pictures. I'm not sure. Well, the panel is going. Have fun.
All right, thank you.
No problem.
Jocks and Jills is one of the staples at Anime Week Atlanta. It's connected to the Galleria Shopping Center. It's a sports bar. Where else can you go to a place where you have people dressed up as anime characters and video characters like Final Fantasy and Street Fighter, as well as things like Gundam and whatnot, along with really, really diehard sports fans who scream and shout. We have one guy in a beard in one hand and a shinai in the other. This is something you probably can only get in with Atlanta, because not many anime conventions have sports bars that's pretty much connected to the hotel. Zero, you are in the costume contest. How do you feel your chances are?
Do I get to use my power or not?
I'm not going to be there, so...
Oh. Curses, I should have gotten the judges earlier.
You should have. Did you miss?
Yes, I missed.
Well, good luck anyways. So, what character are you?
Steampunk Mario.
So you're in the cosplay contest.
Say what now?
You're in the cosplay contest, right?
That's correct.
What are your chances?
I don't know.
And you are?
Steampunk Princess Peach.
What are your chances?
Pretty fair.
Awesome. Good luck.
Thank you.
A costume contest is huge. at any anime convention. It is no different for any way. And I'm here talking with one of the staff members who's handing the line. Your name is?
Eric.
So, how much of a hell has this been?
It's my first day. I'm kind of enjoying it, actually.
All right, so you enjoy telling people, get away? This is a freaking cosplay line?
Yeah, it's kind of fun watching them looking at their faces.
All right, well, have fun. So what are you all in line for?
Oh, we're in the contest, to watch the costume contest.
But you're in costumes.
Yeah, but I make mine, and Shiori went into a contest, so...
What contest?
She was inside AFO.
And how'd you do at AFO?
Actually, it was MetroCon. I got best character likeness.
Nice. So since this is a audio podcast, who are you all dressed as?
I'm dressed as Suzuku from Code Geass, and she's Euphemia.
What do you like about Code Geass?
What do I like about it?
Yeah.
The drama.
Yeah, it's kind of got something for everyone. It's got the drama, politics, romance, pretty much everything.
Yeah.
So are you enjoying your weekend so far at AWA?
Yeah, it's going well. The hotel is really nice, and everyone's pretty useful and friendly. So.
Yeah, it's been really fun so far.
Is this your first AWA, or have you been going here for a while?
This is my first AWA, yeah.
Yep, first one for me, too.
So you come back next year?
Probably. It depends on school and work.
Yeah, it depends, but I'd like to.
Well, hope you have a wonderful convention.
Thanks.
So y'all at the very end of the costume contest line to watch it.
Yes, we are.
Are y'all think you'll get in?
Hopefully.
Right.
We're planning on it.
That's the hope. Yes.
So what kind of costumes are you looking forward to seeing?
I like the really detailed ones. I think they're really interesting.
People have put a lot of work into their costumes. I always love those.
I like the sexy ones. They're very pleasant to look at.
I think that's for the cabaret, which is later on tonight.
Check that out,
too. So how's your all's weekend been?
Awesome. It's been wonderful.
Awesome.
Loads of fun.
Great. It's definitely been great.
So is this y'all's first year, or has you been going for a while? Or
Third year for us.
First year for this con.
So are you enjoying it? Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Have you been to cons before? Is this your first one? Or?
I've been to cons before.
This is my second one.
All right. So, excellent.
Yeah, right on.
Definitely.
Hi, Drew. How's it going?
Not too bad.
This is the end of the costume contest line, and I was here to say hello.
We're up against the costume contest.
Of course we're always against the costume contest.
Awesome.
What are you thinking about?
Awesome. I'm so glad.
So, well, hope you all have a wonderful convention.
Will do. Thanks.
We are here outside the hotel of Anime Week Atlanta for the only reason that one would be outside, smoking. We have a round group of wonderful congoers who are like, God damn it, sometimes I need to smoke. And we're here with one of them right now. So, how's the convention been going?
I'll give you a dollar if you go away, Basil.
It's not like you know me or anything, Alan.
Yeah, I know you too well.
Look, you want to be on the podcast. Here I am. I got a microphone right in front of you. Come on now.
All right. The con has been wet this year. It has been muggy. It's been sweaty.
That's why you spend most of your con inside the hotel, which is air-conditioned.
In the video rooms, yeah.
It's too cold sometimes.
It doesn't help.
Repeat that for me, ma'am.
It's been wonderful. There's been lots of people, all kinds of things to see.
What's been the thing that you've most enjoyed seeing so far at the convention?
All the costumes.
Which has been your favorite costume?
I don't really have a favorite. They're all great.
And that's a very fashionable hat you're wearing. I just want to let you know.
Thank you.
Have you been enjoying the convention so far?
Yeah, I have. Just tired.
What's been your favorite part of the convention so far?
I don't know. I guess costumes, too.
Well, I hope you all have seen many more great costumes as the weekend goes on.
The Lupin and Jigen crossplay costumes were pretty good.
I think you might be biased, sir.
You're only saying that because I'm wearing the green jacket.
It's true. Real men wear pink. It's Saturday night here at AWA. We are looking at, that you can't see, but you will obviously can hear, the line for the cabaret. A sort of risque fashion show. Let's see what people are talking about. So, what are y'all in line for?
The cabaret show.
Cabaret?
What is the cabaret?
Cabaret traditionally, or this one? This one?
This one.
Anime influenced, a lot like a striptease, but what it really is there's usually in a cabaret, there's some little scenes to it, like mostly humorous. So, looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, hope you all enjoy. So you guys are in line for the cabaret. Are you excited?
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
So what's going to be in this?
Tits.
Are you sure?
No.
But you're hopeful.
I've had dreams about it for a couple weeks, and I really want to see some tits here, all right?
That's kind of sad. But I can relate.
Really?
Not really, but, you know.
We are hoping for boobs. Yeah.
So, been having a good convention so far?
Oh, yeah. You know, the dealer's room's been awesome. The chicks have been awesome. Yeah, totally.
How awesome have they been?
Really, really?
So, what's been your favorite thing so far this convention?
The game tournaments, definitely.
Yeah.
Game tournaments. Oh, yeah.
Getting my ass hit by Asian people, mostly.
Oh, that does tend to happen at game tournaments, especially at anime conventions. What games were you tournamenting in?
Melty Blood, Actress Again, Blaze Blue, Street Fighter 4, Brawl, some Bleach game, I don't know the name of it, but I mean all of them just off the chain.
All the way Brawl for me.
Rock Band, absolutely.
Yep.
I don't know.
Well, I hope you guys continue to have a wonderful convention and enjoy the cabaret.
You do the same.
So, y'all are in line for the cabaret. How does it feel?
Pretty good, I guess.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
You looking forward to it?
I am.
What are you hoping to see?
It's a good show.
Good show.
Yeah, what kind of good show? This is an audio podcast. You got to describe things for our listeners. Come on, I need the steamy details.
See the sexy women over there.
Oh, God.
Wouldn't it be better if it was sexy men?
No.
I agree with that one, yes. Probably.
Wouldn't you, sir? Agree.
No.
Well, I hope you'll have a wonderful time anyways.
This is X1999. I know this movie kind of sucks compared to comic, but that shit totally got her head cut off.
These are the sounds of anime's craziest deaths. Go.
My baby's okay.
Spoiler alert, he's not okay. So it's Sunday, AWA is finally wrapping up. We're here with one of the main hand honchos himself, Dave Merrill. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
So how was the convention for you?
It was, it's hard to describe. It was not the convention itself was not as hectic as the setup for the convention. The convention itself went extremely well, very smooth.
What were some of your favorite parts this year?
Well, I think Anime Hell was the best Anime Hell that's ever happened, ever.
I would actually agree. We were really happy with it.
I think we have a consensus on that. No, setup was great. We had everything out of the storage units by 2 p.m. on Thursday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. I think our membership was up. Personally, we used more space. It wasn't as crowded. People seemed happier. People didn't get drunk so much. There's a little LSD use, and I'm glad that they've graduated the hallucinogens. I think that's a step up. And the cops were hauling people off. No shirt, no shoes, no service. That's how it works here. That's how we roll.
So, is there anything that you want to focus on improving for next year?
Yes. Do not mix vodka and beer, and Cyborg Big X. Yep. Don't
Dave
mix
Reader
those three
that
things.
Lesson to me in the elevator this morning.
Don't mix those three things.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Thanks for a wonderful convention, and we'll see you next year. And now, room parties with James.
Go.
Eat you fucking beano, motherfuckers! Now I'm drunk.
Yeah, yeah. Indeed.
Yeah, yeah.
He is pretty fucking drunk.
I am fucking drunk. This chick's fucking drunk, too, and that guy's fucking drunk. He's fucking drunk.
I don't even know.
Okay.
It's funny, anything you say.
I could be drunker.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
You're I could fucked. Be drunker, but on the other
well,
hand...
Well, Baze is not fucked because he's not drunk.
I am completely trashed. I'm sort
Let's
of
E.T.
drunk.
That motherfucker.
I'm kung fu drunk.
Okay, don't,
yeah, this is,
don't
this is guest speaker Dustin from last night, and I'm totally trashed. I could be more trash, but there's promise of another party. Oh, I could party. Be more trash, but then I would have alcohol poisoning.
And drunk is a journey.
You're E.T.
Drunk is a journey.
Yeah.
Not a destination.
Fucking E.T.
E.T. phone home,
goddammit. Worst Atari goddamn game ever.
It is.
Fuck that game.
It makes no sense.
God damn you, Basil. Why do you have this magic box recording everything I say while I'm drunk?
This is going to be bizarre.
Yeah, I know. We're going to listen to this and be like, what the fuck?
I don't think you stopped it.
You may have marked it.
Now, James, you're editing this, too.
You
I am editing this shit. This is not happening. It's like Friday and then Sunday of the con. Fuck Saturday.
What happened Saturday? I don't really remember.
To recreate